It is 10 a.m. on December 21st, 2025. Welcome to episode 50 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There are some massive technical difficulties in the CJSF on your studio as computer ones are frozen right now. So I'm just running from computer two. So there will be some, if not a lot, of delays. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU Athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leaves Hockey, the latest on the Surrey Police transition, and songs from back in time for the last broadcast in 2025. First up is Jill Barber's A Holy Jolly Jill Barber Christmas with that time of the year. It'll just take a while for me to find out, but there will be some music playing for sure. Sorry about all this. Now, here is just a minute, please. Just lost my train of thought. That time of the year with Jill Barber's A Holy Jolly Jill Barber Christmas.
It's that time of year when the bells are ringing, children singing, spirits all aglow. It's that type of feeling that leaves you reeling, stealing kisses underneath the mistletoe. But secretly we know it's not the garlands or the snow, the ribbons or the bows, or a glowing reindeer nose. It's a million magic moments in which human kindness flows. When you feel it in your mitten fingers and your stocking toes. It's the kind of light that makes everything seem that twinkling feeling, maybe everything's all right. But most of all, it's all the love that makes our packs seem light. And it's the hope that's in my heart. Thank you.
You just heard That Time of the Year from Joe Barber's A Holly Jolly Joe Barber Christmas. Next up is Wayne Wilkinson's Holly Tunes. Here is Oh Christmas Tree featuring Andy Burchy, Scott Barbier, and Thomas J. Dawson Jr. I would like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. On December 16th, the SFU Athletics page featured a look back on the Red Leafs women's soccer, the current three-peat champions of the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, as they defeated the Western Washington Vikings in each of the last three seasons. In 2025, SFU improved its conference play to a 9-2-3 record, 14-3-5 overall, shaded Western Oregon 1-0 in the semifinals, and earned a chance to defend their two-peat at home against Western Washington, where 110 minutes of play, two halves of 45 minutes each, followed by two sudden-death OTs, yielded zero goals. The Red Leafs backstopped Sarah Lowen and stopped the first Viking shot, after which both SFU and Western Washington traded four goals each, and SFU's Eve LaFontaine scored past Western Washington's L.A. McGowan for the Red Leafs' third straight GNAC crown over the Vikings. 2025 was arguably the best year for SFU women's soccer, as they won their first NCAA tournament game against the familiar foe in Western Oregon 3-2, led by Kara Scott's two goals, including the game winner. Second round featured SFU against Cal Poly Pomona, the 2024 national champions, where the Red Leafs fell 2-0 to the Broncos to end their season. Multiple Red Leafs earned individual awards in SFU's dream season, as seven players earned GNAC All-Conference selections. As seven players earned GNAC All-Conference team selections, Sarah Lowen and Kara Scott for the first, while Caden Sherwood, Sophia Faremo, Elisa Clark, Abby Simpson, and Elise Beaudry for the second team. Sarah Lowen and Kara Scott were also named all-regional teams, as both were named to the First Division and Division II Conference Commissioners Association, while Scott was also named to the United Soccer Coaches Division II All-Region First Team, with Lowen named to the second team. Sarah Lowen also earned two GNAC Individual Awards, Co-Defensive Player of the Year, Tournament MVP, and was named to the GNAC Tournament First Team, along with Eve LaFontaine, Caden Sherwood, and Chelsea Crook. Abby Simpson, one of five representatives in the 2025 GNAC Second Team All-Conference, also made the GNAC and CSC All-Academic Teams with a 3.58 GPA in Business Administration. On December 17th, the Red Leafs Women's Wrestling competed in the Wartburg College Duels at Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the 8th-ranked SFU competed in 4 duels with weight classes and pounds. I will mention the Red Leafs winners. SFU's first duel was against the 5th-ranked Colorado Mesa starting at 8 a.m. Pacific, where Laura Alcondor-Soto tumbled Loriana Piestewa at 130 and 124, Ella Finding bested Hania Halverson 9-6 and 131, Agnia Krakosova dominated Kayla Ajoliza via a 10-0 technical foul in 138. Liv Weber defeated Gretchen Donnelly 8-3 and 145. Lene McCracken overwhelmed Selena Cook via a 10-0 technical foul in 160. And Rupinder Juho upended Maggie Smith at 342 and 180 as the Red Leafs bested the Mavericks 26-22. SFU's second duel was against the host, 16th-ranked Wartburg, Iowa, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, where Ella Finding tumbled Mackenzie Childers at 119 and 131, Agnia Krakosova upended Cadence Bourne at 131 and 138, Liv Weber dominated, and Leah Kelly via a 10-0 technical foul in 145, and Rupinder Juho tumbled Erica Peterson at 152 and 180, as the Red Leafs were shaded by the Knights 24-22. SFU's third duel was against the 3rd-ranked Grand Valley, Michigan, starting at 11 a.m., where Ella Finding defeated Hannah Polisi 8-0 and 131. Liv Welber defeated Margaret Burma in 145, and Rupinder Juho pinned Madison Ward in 180. As the Red Leafs were sunk by the Lakers 29-13. SFU's fourth and last duel was against the 7th-ranked Presbyterian South Carolina, starting at 1 p.m., where Laura Alcondor Soto overwhelmed Reagan Riddick via a 10-0 technical fall in 131. Liv Welber dominated Madeline Kubicki via a 10-0 technical fall in 145. And Rupinder Juhal defeated Maria Alono 5-1 in 180 as the Red Leafs were ensnared by the Blue Hosts 31-14 as SFU went 1-3 in the Wartburg College Desert Duels at Flamengo Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. Later on December 17th, the SFU Athletics Facebook page thanked Clint Schneider, the Red Leafs men's soccer head coach, for over 10 years, during which he led SFU to 106 wins, a 70% GNAC winning percentage, three GNAC Coach of the Year honors, and ended his coaching career third all-time in wins at SFU, only behind Keith Watson, Allen Coach. Just a minute, please. Sorry, sometimes I often get the names wrong. I just want to get the names right. Now, sorry about this. What a day at CGSF right now. As computer one just got on air, but... Okay, it's going to take a while for my Facebook page to load up, so I'll just leave it at that. Clint Schneider now moves on as advancement officer in SFU's Athletics and Recreation. Four events occurred on December 19th. The track and field program announced the addition of Leupold Wang, a star high jumper from St. Michael's University School in Victoria, BC. Wang's highlight performance was 2-meter personal best in high jump, as he was a multi-event contender during his time at St. Michael's University School, winning regional crowns and recording marks of over 6.2 meters in the long jump. Above 13 meters in the triple jump. Both Red Leafs basketball teams started in the 2025 Great Western Shootout at Coyote Event Center in North Las Vegas, Nevada, hosted by the Western Washington Vikings on December 19th. First with the SFU women's as they kicked off the 2025 Great Western Shootout against the New Mexico Highlands with the tip-off at noon Pacific, and the Red Leafs bested the Cowgirls 69-68. New Mexico Highlands were led by Kapiolani Enutielu with 24 points, the highest in the game, followed by Ania Johnson with 23 and Aspen Salazar with 12. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Sophie Bergeron with 17 points, Rachel Lux and Haley DeWell with 40 points each. Before the men started in the 2025 Great Western Shootout, the SFU Athletics website announced Kevin Harms as the new head coach for the Red Leafs men's soccer, replacing Clint Schneider, who is now an advancement officer in SFU's Athletics and Recreation. Harms was the SFU men's soccer full-time assistant coach since December 2014, where he was responsible in recruiting, tactical development, training methodology, scheduling, and team travel. Since Kevin Harms' arrival as the Red Leafs men's soccer assistant coach, SFU won SFU won four Great Northwest Athletic Conference Championships, playing in the NCAA tournament in 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2023, as the Red Leafs men are 106-49-20 during Harms' time. Before his time as a coach, Kevin Harms, born in Johannesburg, South Africa, but raised in Vancouver, was a professional soccer player, playing his first pro games with the Tromsø IL in 2023 at the highest level in Norway, followed by playing for the Vancouver Whitecaps of the United Soccer League for 2 years, 1 year in the FC Nitra in Slovakia, moved on to the Major League Soccer, the highest level in North America, playing for the LA Galaxy in 2007, 08, the Toronto FC the next season, helping the team to the Canadian Crown in 2009 and back to the Vancouver Whitecaps in 2011, and finished his playing career in 2013 with the San Antonio Scorpions, which played in the North American Soccer League but became the San Antonio FC, where he became a talent scout and became an academy coach for the Vancouver Whitecaps FC. The SFU men's capped off December 19th as they took on the 12th ranked Missouri Science and Technology with the tip off at 6:45 p.m. and the Red Leafs were shaded by the Miners 71-68. The Miners were led by Andrew Young with 24 points, followed by Cameron Stovall with 23 and Adam Rickman with 10. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs were led by Zach Stone with 23 points, as no other player scored in double digits. Both SFU basketball teams resumed in the 2025 Great Western Shootout on December 20th, hosted by the Western Washington Vikings at Coyote Event Center in North Las Vegas, Nevada, first with the Red Leafs women who played New Mexico to kick off day two with the tip-off at noon, and the Red Leafs were shaded by the Greyhounds 74-71 in overtime. SFU were led by Bree Neufeld with 27 points, the highest in the game, followed by Rachel Lukes with 18 and Sophie Bergeron with 12, as only 5 players scored. Now Cerrado is back. Just a minute, please. Now I could load up some pieces. Where did I go? Meanwhile, New Mexico were led by Ilya Smith with 21 points, Tatiana Platanova with 15, and Arshala Mosberry with 11, as 9 players scored. And the Red Leafs men's basketball capped off December 20th, the final day of the 2025 Great Western Shootout, as they confronted the Colorado Mesa Mavericks at Coyote Event Center in North Las Vegas, Nevada, where the tip-off was at 6:45 p.m. and SFU fell to Colorado Mesa 78-69. The Red Leafs were led by Sertaj Bangu with 12 points, followed by Zach Stone with 10, as 10 players scored. Meanwhile, the Mavericks were led by Ty Allred with 16 points, the highest in the game, Ben Henderson with 15, Mason Honeyman with 14, Clayton Jewell with 12, and Harvey White with 11 among 7 players who scored. Today sees the SFU Men's Wrestling competing in the Reno Tournament of Champions at Reno Event Center in Reno, Nevada, with the first matches starting at 9 a.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference ties. St. Martin's are first at 2-0 conference, 10-2 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 2nd, 2-0 conference, 8-3 overall. Montana State Billings, 3rd, 1-0 conference, but are 11-2 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 4th, 1-1 conference, 9-4 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 5th, 1-1 conference, 6-5 overall. Western Washington, 6th, 1-1 conference, 7-6 overall. Simon Fraser, 7th, 1-1 conference, 4-8 overall. Seattle Pacific, 8th, 0-1 conference, 5-3 overall. Central Washington, 9th, 0-2 conference, 6-7 overall. And Western Oregon, last at 0-2 conference, 5-6 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's, conference records take priority, with overall records being used to break conference ties. Western Oregon are first at 2-0 conference, 10-3 overall. Western Washington are first at 2-0 conference, 10-3 overall. Western Oregon, second, 2-0 conference, 7-3 overall. St. Martin's, third, 2-0 conference, 6-5 overall. Simon Fraser, fourth, 2-0 conference, 7-6 overall. Central Washington are fifth at 1-0 conference, but are 10-1 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 6th, 0-1 conference, 5-4 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 7th, 0-2 conference, 8-3 overall. Montana State Billings, 8th, 0-2 conference, 7-7 overall. Seattle Pacific, 9th, 0-9 conference, 3-8 overall. And Alaska Fairbanks, last at 0-2 conference, with a abysmal 0-10 overall record.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 50 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leaves hockey, the latest on the Surrey Police transition, and songs from back in time. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Dolce Vita Brothers, Christmas Disco Love.
Christmas Disco
Santa Claus.